Right, then I'm up. We gotta try it tomorrow. I might do early. I don't know, man, because when I did my other podcast, I did it around this time and it was fine.
Really?
But like I said, internet's flaky out here, especially like just in this fucking town. It's flaky. So I don't want to say it was yours because mine kept cutting off and on. I know my phone service sucks out here, but yeah, you there?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I'm still here, bro. Absolutely.
All right.
I don't know, bro. It might just be.
But this
might be really full right now with everything going on, bro. It's crazy. Everything going on is fucking nuts.
Yeah, but I think that the video had something to do with it, I guess. But fuck it. I guess we'll do it from here. This is fine to me. You good with this?
I'm good, bro. I wanted a good talk.
All right. So, where do you want to start?
Shit, bro. Do you want to go back to the motions we went through a while ago or nah?
It's up to you.
About the whole rapping and beats and stuff like that.
It's up to you. Yeah, we can.
Nah, let's not. We already went there. Shit, bro. That's wherever you would naturally take it after all that, bro. I guess wherever you wanted to go with it.
I mean, there's a lot. I mean, because we could talk about like conspiracy shit. We could talk about the shit that was going on in the world today. We could talk about outer space shit. It's whatever you're fancy.
Hey, bro, it's probably a conspiracy that we can't video chat right now.
That's could be government. Could be because government. Everything is working smooth and the whole thing was not, it wouldn't even let us get this far, so it could be something that
we're gonna cut off again.
You think so?
I'm playing.
But I think that you know, like I gotta look at my computer and see what's up with the space, because you know, since I started making beats, I have I had 2 terabytes, but my terabytes are 2 separate hard drives, and everything is like on those terabytes and shit. And even like my this shit gets saved on there. But
yeah,
I think that my space on my computer still might be full, even though I have those terabytes, because I had Fruity Loops and all that shit before I had my terabytes.
Uh huh. Oh, it all adds up quick, bro. Yeah. All of it adds up quick. If you're getting video too, absolutely. Terabyte isn't much now.
Yeah. I got like terabytes that just have like sounds and DSTs on it. And then I got terabytes that have like programs and shit. It's cool, but it sucks because now I'm thinking about getting like a 5 tera, something that I can just consolidate everything, because it becomes a hassle. Like when I'm, if I'm at the airport or somewhere and I'm trying to make beats, I got to hook up both of my fucking hard drives and shit, because one of them has Omnisphere and the other one has Nexus and shit. So it becomes a hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
yeah, bro.
So what type of conspiracy theories you be into?
I don't know, bro. It's like I believe in everything that's opposite of what we're told, I guess. Without being an extremist though, bro, you know what I mean?
Give an example.
I think you believe in flat earth?
No.
He said no.
Do you?
Hey, bro.
Wait, okay. The funny thing is my girl, every time I start, we be smoking, and every time we smoke, like I go into like this whole astronomy shit. And she's always just like, oh my God, here you feel to go. And it sucks because I'm like, damn, when I was younger, if I would apply myself, I could have like been an astronomy miss or whatever. But
nah, bro, you really think so?
Yeah, like nigga, I'm so into astronomy. Like insane. Like, I am so to the point that I every day, like, I'm watching shit and learning shit, but to go to sleep, I go to sleep to astronomy and astrophysics documentaries, nigga. Like, I'm constantly listening to that shit. So, I say that. Yeah. How the fuck? I mean, and it's very possible. And I'm going to tell you this, it's very possible. Like, I'm not going to say, how can the Earth be flat and all the other planets around?
Yeah.
Because one thing I'm learning about just the universe and all that shit is the universe is expanding. You know what I'm saying? And see, now me in my bag now, so I'm just talking. But the universe is expanding, and which we can't see past the observable universe, obviously. But if the universe is expanding and they're saying that the shit is pretty much infinite, then if it's infinite, that means that there's probably every single infinite possibility of everything.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't be surprised if there could be a flat Earth somewhere. I know we're not on the flat Earth, but there could be a flat planet. There could be a planet that's like different shapes. Like, I don't believe that
it
could be just this sphere shape.
Infinity possibilities. An infinite of infinity possibilities.
Because...
Hey, bro, and ever since Trump has become president, bro, it's been a cartoon show. And I always thought it was already, bro. Uh-huh. But, I mean...
Well, what do you mean by that? What do you mean by
this shit is just... I don't know, bro. I just think this shit is just so unreal, bro.
You know, I feel you. It's like so unreal. I think when Trump first got into office, it was a cartoon show for a little bit. And then I feel like depending on what race you were, it stopped being a cartoon. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Because I think even for Mexicans, like you're Mexican, I think even Mexicans, like, it wasn't funny no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, when niggas was like saying, like, trying to build a wall and then saying, like, oh, pretty much all Mexicans are rapists, all that shit. And I think just for Black people, you know what I'm saying, especially, like, this past, like, I feel like it's been comical for everybody, but then everybody had his time where it's not comical. Like, I feel like this is the only presidency to me that it kind of fucked everybody over, you know what I'm saying? Like, kind of in the head, really.
It shook up the whole everything. That's what you mean, kind of.
Nigga, like it just it showed true colors, but then it also showed that, like, yo, motherfuckers are really sheep. You know what I'm saying? Because these motherfuckers stormed in the Capitol the other day and did all types of shit, all whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? Stealing shit, breaking in shit, all this shit. You know what I'm saying? And nobody's...
I seen some people walk in there, bro, and it's like, you notice they're like, what do I do next? Like, you just fucking see it on them, bro.
Nigga.
That shit's hilarious.
They, people, like... For us, like, for me watching it, yeah, it's cool, whatever. But then when I think about it, I'm just like, yo, they would have shot niggas. They would have shot anybody who, if you wasn't like white or just their shit, they would have shot niggas. They're like, one person got shot. But the fucked up thing is like that one person got shot, and you know everybody's like, damn, that's fucked up, whatever. But if on the other foot, it feels like a Black person got shot, then it'll be like, yo, that nigga shouldn't have been doing that. That nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's one of the things where I think it's fucking us over, because nobody's thinking about people as humans anymore. They're just thinking about, like, what their beliefs are. And if you fuck with their beliefs, then I'm gonna fuck with you. But if you don't fuck with my beliefs, like, I don't care. And so I feel like we're losing track, and we're losing sense of what being a fucking person is. You know, like, I'm so into space shit, dog, that when I watch shit and do research about, like, planets forming and all this stuff and whatever, like,
yeah,
Think about this, nigga, and this is something I had a vision when I was on shrooms or something, nigga, but I was watching something, and like billions of years from now, like everything's gonna, like all these planets are gonna go out, you know what I'm saying? The lights are gonna go out, they're all gonna go, whatever. And so I was thinking, like, yo, what if life is really about the lifespan of these planets that have these different chemicals and shit, and we're just simply bacteria that just grew on this planet?
We're absolutely bacteria and a virus, bro. We're absolutely that.
Right. And therefore, in my bigger picture mind, which I kind of get lost in, I think, like, yo, this is big. This is not about us. But even though we may be whatever, whatever, I'm like, nigga, you still have to live this life, and there's still shit you gotta abide by. So it's a thing I wrestle with. It's weird. That's why I hate getting so deep in this shit.
Yeah, bro. It's crazy, bro. But I mean, the way you described us being a bacteria, bro, it's funny though, because you said the mushrooms showed you that, yeah. Kinda, right?
Yeah, like it was just like a vision.
But we're fungus within ourselves, bro. Like, you know how mushroom or fungus grows out of its environment,
right?
That's the crazy thing about fungus, bro. It's just something that just grows out of this certain environment, and that makes it so unique as a fungus. A lot of funguses, bro, and that's just life in its own self, I guess, as well, bro.
You know, one thing that scares me is that not scares me, but yeah. I know that, like, these years I feel like are supposed to be the golden years for humans, you know what I'm saying? Because
you would think
because we're getting shit on the moon, and I know that we can't just spend our whole lives wondering about what's not in front of us, you know, the astronomy. But we only know like 5% of the ocean. Like,
exactly.
We could be doing more to get resources or whatever, but like, we're literally like fighting over some shit over, like, nigga, once I saw America tear Barack Obama up for wearing that tan suit, and then
that happened. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
And I saw these women wearing grab me by the pussy shirts. I was like, it's a wrap. Like, nigga, we are going backwards. We're going backwards. Nobody's
siding with logic. Listen, bro. A big reason of going backwards, bro, and I might sound like an asshole to say this, bro, but we go backwards because we look at the terrible history of everything.
Right.
Your people, this country, European history, and like, we are fixated on that alone, bro, just looking back at history. So of course we're moving backwards. You cannot move forward while looking. So I don't know, man. People got to figure out that. We got to figure out that. I don't know why we love looking back.
Like, because,
look, if you look back, bro, if you really do look back, 2021 is absolutely nothing like 2002.
Why would it be?
I'm just saying, bro.
2002?
Exactly. But, bro, listen. I mean, how long did it take change to happen in the 1900s? You know what I mean? Technological wise and all of this, bro. You know what I mean? The science of medicine and all that stuff. Like in the 1920s, you know, there was...
Yeah,
they had cocaine in their fucking Coca-Colas, bro. That'll numb you from everything. They had heroin over the counters. You know what I mean?
Right.
Damn, I kind of lost track of what I was saying.
Yeah, I was thinking, I was like, yo, imagine if you could just go to the store and buy cocaine. Man, life would be lit, nigga. Life would be crazy. Niggas would be gay.
Bro, like, people... but they didn't have AC or like, you know what I mean? Like, only like so many people had radios back then in the early 1900s. Now, I'm just saying, bro, we just can't. We got to do a whole new tomorrow. Like,
no, but look, here's the different thing. What I think different about the 1900s and shit is, in the 1900s, or like the early 1900s, because the 1900s could consist of 1999, but the early 1900s, before there was like radios and shit, or even when there was little radios, those wind up cars. When I mean little radios, I mean like,
oh yeah, yeah, you got to crank that bitch in the front.
But here's the thing. See, then I think you kind of explored out your realm of shit, but it was more so of the innovative shit right now. But see, now in 2021 or whatever the fuck, Rand, like you think ahead of shit, you know what I'm saying? Because I think in the 1900s, niggas weren't thinking like, yo, we might move to Mars. The niggas haven't seen a plane, you know?
1900s was the invention of the plane. Oh, bro, you're right. The early 1900s was the invention of the plane.
Was it?
Like, yes. The early 1900s was the Wright brothers and all that, bro. Like, yeah. I can't give you the exact date, but I know it's very, very early 1900s. So, and I'm pretty sure back then, as soon as they saw that one shitty ass plane, bro, they're like, oh, everybody's going to have their own planes. We're going to get rid of vehicles by the year 2000 and everybody have their own little jets. Right. And little,
I mean, look at like, what wasn't movies like Back in the Future, like what, 2015 or 2020 or some shit like that?
Yeah, we're supposed to have the hoverboards and the hover cars,
you know what I'm saying? Like, but Mad Max was 2021, you know what I'm saying? And that was like a fucking desert apocalypse.
Was it really?
Yeah, Mad Max was 2021.
Yo, I ain't never seen none of the Mad Maxes, bro. Yeah. I just thought about those the other day. I gotta look into them.
I've seen like some of the old ones, but like the new one, that motherfucker was clean. Like, it was dope as fuck. Even they had a Mad Max game for PlayStation 4 or PlayStation 3, but it was pretty much like a Mad Max version of like Grand Theft Auto. That shit was clean too.
Yeah.
But I think now in this day and age, You think about shit more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you think about being that type one civilization, or just, you know, you had people like Elon Musk and all this shit. Even though back then you still had like people like Aristotle and what's his name, Einstein and all this shit.
Yeah,
Aristotle. I don't think Aristotle was in 1900, but Einstein and all that. So
nah, but yeah. I mean, you had early pioneers that was just ahead of their time at all times.
But now everybody has the tools to be fucking like knowledgeable and know shit, because like we have phones, we have whatever, like it's easy to find
bro.
Shit out. So
hey,
the fact that this world that we're living in right now is literally like, it's like fucking monkeys. It's like a fucking zoo. Like, nigga, it's literally like a zoo. And I hate to say that like white people are just fucking whiting off, because like we are literally every race is looking at white people like, yo, are y'all niggas for real? Because if yesterday wasn't the biggest white privilege shit, then it's like, nigga, what are we doing?
Yeah.
If we go to fucking Mars, nigga. Who's gonna run that shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, don't be trying to take it somewhere to fuck us off.
White people, bro. Hey, right. Bro, we need them, bro. We need them.
Do we?
We fucking need them, bro.
Why?
Cause we do, bro. Like, for some reason, like, they figure shit out.
Nah, you see that's the problem. The problem is just thinking like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they figure shit out, but you know what? We figure shit out too. Like, as people, like Mexican people figure shit out. Like, everybody, like almost all colors of people, like have their own countries. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I know I'm sounding ignorant, but I'm just kind of just whatever. But like, black people, if you want to say, have Africa. Hispanics, like, have Mexico, the Colombia, whatever. So it's like everybody. Don't, like, nobody needs anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, no race needs any other race.
Yeah, but we over here, where we're in a melting pot.
We make it to where we need all these other races. But you know what? These other races, like you go to Houston, you go to like San Francisco, you got Chinatown, you got like Germantown in Philadelphia and shit. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we don't need nobody. These motherfuckers will come in our town or come in our communities and make their own and have their own shit and be like, yo, fuck these niggas. We just gonna need each other. And if they want to come to us, that's a plus, and we come to them. You know what I'm saying? But
is
but
that like gentrification? Is that it?
Yeah, well, I mean, not necessarily gentrification, because gentrification would be like uppity white people moving to West Odessa, you know what I'm saying? Or like some shit like that. But like, if it's like a group of people and they just are in there, you know what I'm saying? I guess it could be gentrification, depending on how you look at it.
Yeah.
It could be. Like over here in Austin, man, they're gentrifying the fuck out of it. But when I first like was here, well, not when I was first here, but when I was here, when I was like 23 or
last time.
Yeah. I live like on Riverside, and it was kind of the hood. Cause like to me, I feel like Austin is just is nothing hood about Austin, so there's not really any hoods here.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I guess on what you would consider the hood now, you know what I'm saying? And I go there now, today, nothing but high rises over. High rise, nigga, in less than 10 years.
Man.
Yeah, niggas aren't playing. Niggas ain't playing.
Oh, man, bro. I don't know, bro. I don't know. I mean, shit, we should just give everybody their own little piece of land and country, bro. We should give women their own spot, their own country. Let them finally have their own, and then.
But, okay. Here's the
everybody
thing.
Everybody their own spot.
Are you a flat earther, yes or no?
I'm nothing, bro.
I mean,
bro. Listen, bro. All right, look, this is how you said everything about, like, earlier you said everything about space, right?
Yeah.
Like, we know that shit keeps growing and growing, right?
Right.
That shit sounds like something a four-year-old would say, bro.
Why? That space keeps growing and that it keeps expanding?
And it just keeps growing and growing. And like, nah, bro, that don't make no sense to me, bro.
Yo,
nah, but at the same time, it could be forever expanding. It could be forever expanding. Like, that's crazy. That idea in itself is just fucking insane, bro.
If you're acknowledging that space is growing.
Okay, but listen, instead of going up past the things that you call stars and all that stuff, what if you just keep going straight forward? Where will you end up?
We're on Earth?
Yeah, if you pick any direction, where will you end up?
Well, I mean, what are you walking? I mean, because you're going to end up at a fucking ocean regardless.
You're going to end up at the ocean, right? You're going to end up at the ocean. You take a fucking boat.
Mm.
And you're going to keep going, bro, until you hit a fucking ice wall.
Right.
And that's it, bro.
Okay.
I mean, okay. I know that. I feel like I know that.
Right. But see, you can't still hit me with the me saying space is growing and sound like a four-year-old just because with our solar system in space, like, nigga, like, believe it or not, but we're moving through space. Like, we're just not in one place. You know what I'm saying? So space is growing. We're like, nigga, the Earth spins at like 100-something thousand miles an hour. Like, we're all spinning through this shit. But as what they call dark matter, the dark shit in space that nobody knows about, everything keeps getting farther and farther apart, which means that it's growing. It's expanding. You know what I'm saying? Now, to what you're saying, like, I get what you're saying, but now do you go through the whole theory then? So if there's an ice wall, do you believe that there's a dome over the top of the shit? Okay. Do you believe that the Rothschilds and all of them are on the other side of the ice wall? Because that's who owns like the shit in Antarctica. I know all the countries kind of own Antarctica or claim it, but the Rothschilds have claimed a part over there.
But there's a treaty where nobody can go over there, bro. And if you even get within like 50 miles, 10 miles of that bitch, you're locked away for life, bro. Like, straight up.
But why would you be locked away for life? Why won't they just kill you?
I don't know. I can't answer that question, bro.
But
that's weird, bro. That's dead ass weird, bro. Like, why would they want, like, as soon as you get close to that wall, bro, they're gonna lock you away.
Here's a couple of theories I have.
Like, maybe NASA is real, bro. Maybe NASA is real. Maybe our technology is obviously real, bro. And all
you
that
said stuff, NASA?
Yeah.
Nigga, I've been to NASA. It's in Houston.
Man, bro, you've been to Disneyland too, bro. I don't mean Mickey Mouse is real.
I've never been to Disneyland, to be honest, but
Okay, but you know what I'm saying. But you know what I'm
spatially,
saying, bro.
but no,
It's the same damn thing, bro. That is space Disneyland.
I'm just being technical because you said NASA is around. NASA is just NASA, you know what I'm saying? Now the
Hey, but
exploration.
I think they do make them suits, them pressurized suits and all that. And I think they go on Antarctica and that shit just keeps going forever. And they just keep doing that.
What keeps going on forever?
The ice.
So then the world just is flat foreverness then?
Yes, flat foreverness.
Okay.
Why is it?
So you know why that couldn't be? Because gravity.
What are you talking about, bro?
Because the way, like, if the world was flat, like gravity would be different, nigga. Like everything would just be on the surface.
We are all on the surface, and that's it.
Okay, so you don't believe that there's nothing over the ice walls?
I don't know, bro. A
You
bunch of
don't.
vast coldness. And maybe it gets colder and colder. I think it's just like what your ideal space would be. I guess it's just colder and colder. So it's just unbearable, unlivable.
But
I mean, it
like,
gets damn near to that point right at an ice wall. It gets damn near to that point at an ice wall.
but you know, like space isn't necessarily just cold. It's certain parts, because space is a vacuum. But why would they put you to jail for life if there's nothing there? Now get this, get this. Now, do you know Antarctica, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, somebody, but have a lot of seeds and stuff that if the world ever comes to an end, there's shit there. You know, like there's only like been 11
You're
people
saying
in
there's
the
something valuable in Antarctica.
right. Th there's only been 11 people in the world that was been born in Antarctica. You know what I'm saying? So it has to be something valuable there. If they're
In
like,
all time? You thinking like in all of time?
I mean, in like at least from 1900.
That's
Like,
crazy, bro.
nigga, nobody lives in Antarctica. Only people in Antarctica are scientists. You know what I'm saying? Antarctica is the only place where it's like everybody kind of has their hand in it, but that's why like nobody can go there because there's some shit going on over there. You know what I'm saying? And
Sounds
so
like space.
could be, but thing is, there's no ban on space. You know what I'm saying? Like China has a, they're on the dark side of the moon right now. You know what I'm saying? They got a couple
Really?
rovers on Mars. Yeah, they got a couple rovers on Mars. You know what I mean? And you can actually see live streams of those, which some of these, it's hard for me to believe though, because it's just like, I don't believe every fucking thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though
Yeah.
I'm in outer space shit, I don't believe like every time where they're like, oh, we did this, whatever. Like, because I know a lot of good people that are knowledgeable and that are also flat earthers and shit. That's why I asked you about the dome and stuff. But it just wouldn't make sense to me that, I mean, but it will, because like it's an infinite universe. But in our life, we would have this unique flat disk of an earth surrounded by shit that's round. It wouldn't make sense.
What do you mean we're surrounded by shit that's round, bro?
Like
Are you still trying to imply space?
we're surrounded by planets, nigga. We're in a solar system. We're in a gravitational pull with things that are round. Why would we just be this flat frisbee thing just going around and around
Because
with everything else?
it can be just like a realm, bro. It can be just as simple as being a realm. It doesn't have to be.
Right. Very true. Very true. But have you? I mean, but what about me? Like, you never see the curvature of the Earth when like people are out of space. Like
Bro,
it just doesn't make sense to me.
I have a lens, bro. I have multiple lenses on my camera, bro. Lenses make curves and light.
Okay,
Like it's the way our eyeballs work as well, bro. Like
I
it's
get
we
that.
bend light with our eyes, bro. So
Okay, but so I just it just I mean, but so if Earth was flat, then we would have to have a dome over us because the atmosphere would be weird.
the atmosphere.
Yeah, because
I mean, I don't know, bro. It could be. I mean, it could be. It's listen, bro. The design of it is so crazy, bro. The design of this, and like the what you want to call in our reach is so crazy, bro. Because I, like an octopus, supposedly, if you know, science has its ways of finding things out. Octopuses can see like 1,000 more colors than we can, bro. Thousands of more colors, different frequencies that we don't perceive at all.
Right.
I mean, we're like FM radio, bro, and we're surrounded by Bluetooth and Wi-Fi and everything as well.
Right. I mean, yeah, like I wholeheartedly believe that in somewhere deep out there that there's probably a lot of colors that we've never witnessed before. You know what I'm saying?
And we're focused on the colors of our skins, bro. Hey, bro.
Right.
There's a lot of shit out here that we don't even see.
That's the issue. The issue is, though, is not everybody has the same mind. Not everybody has the same agenda. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I talk to people about space,
so everybody doesn't deserve to vote.
Well, I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying that my
said some people's opinions don't matter, and I believe that, bro.
Right, right.
That's
no,
an absolute truth.
But what I'm saying is it doesn't matter to other people. Like how them motherfuckers were like, yo, these white folks in the Capitol, I didn't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? And how I can tell somebody like, yo, this about space, they may not give, like, everybody doesn't care about the same shit. So therefore, it's like,
nah, bro,
they're not going to put a lot of money in space shit or water shit, or they're not going to tell us about Antarctica and all this shit. But what I feel 2021, we're going to start finding out shit. Like, I feel like we're going to find out, because I already believe in other life. You know what I'm saying? Because in the infinite universe,
life.
In the infinite universe, there's no way you can be alone.
So do you think aliens have to be from somewhere outer space, or can they be something that's like interdimensional?
Both.
Both at the same time?
Dog.
You think they still live on this? Do you think they live on this plane of existence, or they are of something else, bro?
Fresh. They're
not going to be carbon-based life forms. It's something differently when you're, you know what I mean? We can understand, bro.
I believe that there are...
What if there are beings of actual light and that's it?
But listen. In an infinite world, I believe that there are probably an infinite amount of civilization. I believe they can be on this plane, but nigga, like, it takes what? It takes 6 months to get to Mars. So like, that's far, nigga. You know what I'm saying? 6 months at like 17,000 miles an hour. Nigga, the Voyager 1 has been going for 40 years, and it's barely like out. It's not even out our solar system, nigga, but it's like a couple, like maybe what, 11 billion miles away or some shit. So, nigga,
that's just still within our galaxy.
Yes. So somebody told me, like, I was watching something and they said, when you think about how big our galaxy is and then think about how big everything outside of our galaxy is, it's
a lot of galaxies. There's also infinite amount of galaxies.
It's unimaginable to how big it is, though. You know what I'm saying? Like nigga, like we are in our solar system, like our planets are millions, like hundreds of millions of miles away from each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think the moon is like 200,000 miles away, but everything else is like hundreds of millions of miles away. So nigga, I believe that there's fucking aliens of this dimension. There's fucking aliens that, like, I believe that there's fucking parallel universes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I believe there's a fucking universe, and there's like a Sincere Fresh talking to a C Moke. You know what I mean?
You're telling me a lot about what you believe right now, bro. That's cool.
Yeah, you know,
that's cool, bro.
But you know, but as my mind, though, and just being raised how I was raised, off and on, I still believe in a designer. I still believe in a power, somebody who designed this, a person, but it could be a ball of energy, you know what I'm saying? But I believe in a higher power too, outside of all this shit, because everything just kind of works out You know what I mean? Like life works out though. The human body just kind of just works out. You know what I mean? Like
yeah, bro. It's not. It's too much of a coincidence to be a coincidence, ain't it?
Right. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that there's other life, nigga, and it might not walk like us, might not talk like us, might not even look like us. You know what I'm saying? It might be something that won't freak us out. It might be something, you know, that we can't fathom. You know, so that's
just gonna be ugly. It'll probably be ugly.
That'd be crazy. Like I believe though that you know, here's something I've heard, a theory about a flat earth that told me. About, and it's just about the ice walls and shit that, like, and this is not even a hot take, nigga. This is like probably a
okay
theory. But when Jeffrey Epstein died, because this person thinks that over the ice wall is like where the because if you look in the research and shit, there's like two different maps coming up. You know what I'm saying? And so there's that map that shows like what is potentially over the ice wall. I think it was, what's his name? Colonel or Sergeant Boyd?
Yeah.
You looked
it
up.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, all that shit. And so this guy was saying, what if, like, when spaceships go out of space, because, you know, when they go out of space, they don't go straight up. They curve. You know what I'm saying?
It curves, bro.
Yeah, it curves. Yeah. And they're saying, yo, what if that curve is going over that ice wall? Because there's always footage and shit, but there's never no like just real ass footage of like space shit. You know what I'm saying? Like even when niggas are like, huh?
Have they ever done it at night?
What? A rocket shit? A space shuttle launch?
Yeah, yeah. I'd like to see it at night compared to the day. But yeah, bro.
I've seen like a picture when I don't think it was like at nighttime, but it was like at a dark time, and that's when I saw the curve. So yeah, so the curve, I mean, and so basically, so like all these strong people, these wealthy people, you know what I'm saying? Like the people who really run the world and shit, like who runs the president, all that stuff, because the president ain't running shit.
Yeah, whoever we owe trillions to.
Like all live over. It's, I mean, like the Rothschilds are the ones who like pretty much made the concept of money and all this shit, or however, you know what I'm saying? So they're rich, and like I said, I'm not a flat earther, but I believe that there's something over the ice walls because we never seen it. You know what I'm saying? Like flat earther or round earther, we've never fucking seen it. You know what I'm saying? So I think that there's a lot of shady shit. And one thing that gives me a lot of anxiety is that we're still a type O civilization, meaning that we don't use all the resources of the earth. So what gives me anxiety is the fact that we live in this big ass universe, and it's like, yo, like we're gonna be dead before we even really get to see anything cool.
Unless
the woodworks.
No, but at the same time, bro, like, you know, a fucking a refill machine at Burger King's pretty cool in itself.
What?
A refill machine at Burger King is pretty nice in itself, bro. It's a pretty universal, amazing thing in itself, bro.
A refill machine?
Yeah, bro.
Like a drink? Fountain drink?
Yeah. Yeah, bro.
Yo, what are you on, man?
Insane, bro. Well, like, appreciate everything. We don't gotta go millions of miles away.
Right. But see, that's the thing, and that's what I was saying. People of we're just all interested in different shit. You know what I'm saying? So like it's easy.
Yeah, but to keep interest is something in all of its own, bro. Like that's, and we don't do. I mean. Maybe we do. Maybe it's just me speaking on myself. Cause I'm ADD and shit. But I feel like people is just like, you know, what's hot for 5 minutes in? It's on to the next one, bro. There's never going to be another Jay-Z. There's never going to be another Master P, bro. There's never going to be nothing like that at all because people just enjoy an artist for his 1 month, 3 months, or whatever the fuck, unless they're true fans who keep following that artist.
But it's still, it's not going to be another C Fresh. It's not going to be another DJ. I mean, it's not going to be another anybody, because everybody's unique and nobody can ever be the same. But I think that, like, if you look at the grand scheme of things, like, nigga, nothing in life that should even have to pay for. Like, think about that. Like, we shouldn't have to pay for electricity. Like, I shouldn't have to pay to eat. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody should have
to. Nah, bro, but if you don't pay with currency, you got to pay attention to something. You got to pay attention to the dirt and the seed and the water and all that shit.
But see, there's a thing. You pay attention to it. But once currency comes involved, if the money ain't right for it, or if you ain't got the money, then you're not going to pay attention to it. So just think about all the shit that we not paying attention to just because the money not right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think whoever made this world was not like, yo, when I make these people, they got to have money and have a bag to blow and all this shit. I'm pretty sure niggas was like, yo, niggas are gonna live like animals just exist and make it happen. But no, but it's a power thing. You know what I mean? It's a power thing. So
okay, well,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
Nah, I mean, like, it's a power thing. I mean, look at it. It's just like whenever the oil field's booming, you know what I'm saying? The niggas charging $8 million for rent. You know what I'm saying? But when the oil field goes down, niggas charge $7 million for rent. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all about this money. Like, it's all about just something you can touch. You know what I mean? Like, we have shit that...
Did you ever leave the States? I thought you left the States for a little
bit. Yeah, I did.
Where'd you go?
Virgin Islands.
You went to the Virgin Islands, bro.
Yes, St. Croix.
And how was that?
I mean, it was cool. Like, my family's from the islands, you know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like, it was just my first time being there. Like, I've been there and shit, but I mean.
But the way you're talking about just a while ago, how, you know, the West Texas mentality of, you know, charging rent, just everybody trying to squeeze each other for what they got currency wise and stuff like that. But over there in the Virgin Islands, would you say it was the same thing or not?
If over there, they look out for their kind. You know what I'm saying?
And so you're talking about the intentions right now.
Yeah. Okay. Because when I was over there, I worked at a refinery and we were getting paid like $40 an hour. You know what I'm saying? And so half of the people that worked there were from the States. So if they found out you were from the States, they were going to charge you an arm and a leg for rent. You know what I'm saying? But if you were from there or you had somebody who was from there like me, then you wouldn't get charged. Over there, they just picked and choose, but they took care of their people. Now, let me tell you this, how they're having all this this stimulus check shit. Like, I don't get a stimulus check because I'm a resident of the Virgin Islands. You know what I'm saying? But
really? Okay.
But for the past 6 months, I have, like, the Virgin Islands within, like, COVID shit and all that stuff probably sent me, like, like $25,000, like, just accumulated.
They sent you more money than the United States has sent you?
Yeah. Like I don't get no money from the United States. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't get no COVID.
And that's why. And that, bro, and people might be mad that they raided the Capitol building for Trump, but I feel like that building should have been raided.
Nigga.
I mean,
America.
Sad to say that this is the reason why and all that, bro, but that whole shit up. Being raided, by the way, we been disrespected.
Oh yeah, nigga. Like, other countries, like, took care of the people. Other countries give stipends, like some of the Middle Eastern countries. You know what I mean? Like, they have all the oil.
Like, I remember I heard about Gaddafi, bro. Like, Gaddafi, like, if you fucking had a baby, bro, he'd give you like $50,000 and he'd give you a home and stuff like that, bro. Like,
they take care of the people, you, bro. Like, they take care of, like, nigga, real shit. Like, we are the only country, I feel like, that don't really have culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, we can say we got hip hop culture, we got this, but no, but like in the Virgin Islands, like, they had
that healthy culture,
West Indian culture. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just like, there's Asian culture, there's you know, like, cultures they do have overseas, but like in America, it's so free that there's no culture. You know what I'm saying? It's just, and that's cool.
Bro. Yeah. Hey, bro. So you're from the Virgin Islands.
No, I am from Austin, Texas.
Your heritage is from?
Yeah, my people are from Dominica. Dominica is not the Dominican Republic, but it's Dominica, which is by Jamaica, and then they migrated to the Virgin Islands. So yeah, my heritage, you know, West Indians.
That's great that you know your history, bro.
Yeah, like my dad was an immigrant. You know what I'm saying? My dad's not from the States. But and the funny thing is, Virgin Islands also is where I think where the slaves got freed or some shit.
No, where they got what?
Slaves got freed or something. I forgot.
Really?
Yeah. Or they didn't have
all of those islands, bro. Puerto Rico, Dominican, Cuba, those were all major, you know, slavery transportation ports, bro.
Like, yeah. Yeah. The
history's there, bro.
Oh yeah. It's there.
I know that, bro.
It's just, you know,
it's crazy that you kind of like really know yours past your freaking grandfather or your great grandfather for that fact.
I mean,
because some people don't know that they're from Haiti or Spain or Colombia, or you know what I mean? Like, some people don't know exactly where they're from. They just like,
yeah, like my cousins and stuff, they like during this whole quarantine and shit, they started a Facebook group, and on my island side, I have a lot of cousins. So we went through history and shit. And I mean, like I don't necessarily like know past my grandparents, but I know the history of it. You know what I'm saying? Like I didn't meet anybody past
them. Yeah, absolutely.
I know the history, absolutely. And I know what we own. And the funny thing is, in Dominica, like, my family owns, like, a little good piece of the island. You know what I mean? But it doesn't make it.
Wow.
I haven't, like, really just been there. But, like, if I were to go there, I'm pretty sure, like, I would be okay. You know? So.
Wow, bro. That's great, bro.
Yeah. But,
see, that what's crazy is that you have found your ancestral inheritance.
Right. You don't?
And a lot of people just had their stolen and that's it, bro. Along with their culture, because remember the conversation started with
how
uncultured we are as a country, or at least not very healthy culture, because, bro, we're all...
I mean,
I'm not going to say we're all, but I know I'm a bastard child of some type of rape back in the Spaniard conquistador days.
Oh, of course. Like, my last name's Wallace, nigga. That's Scottish. So I'm sure rape, like, you know what I'm saying? And the funny thing is when they were going through my family history, they actually, one of my cousins was telling a story about, I think it was my grandma's grandma, like the story about like how either she was raped or she fucked with a white dude, you know what I'm saying? And that might've been where Wallace came from, you know, might've adopted that, so.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
crazy, bro.
Yeah, it's real crazy.
I don't know. I don't know where. I mean, I know. Listen, bro. I know Lopez comes from Spain, and I know it's got like its own little coat of armors.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I have a coat of armors, bro. But at the same time, bro, I know I got Apache in me.
Right. Yeah.
40%. Like, you know what I mean? Like 40%, bro. Like.
I think I have some Cherokee. I don't know, because my grandma on my mom's side, who's from Texas, my grandma's light skinned, dude. Like light skinned. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
my grandfather was from Louisiana, and he was, you know, dark skinned, but like my grandmother, nigga, from the States was like, it was just like, what the fuck? Because she was light skinned, you know? And so
yeah, bro, it's the thing that's like I don't listen, bro. Like I went to school and I learned European history, Greek and Roman history with Zeus and all that shit, bro. I learned a little bit of Egyptian history, and you know, and they got the African History Month, and I hate that it's always highlights of the worst. I mean, a few greatness, but I hate that they keep bringing up the worst, bro. But before, the reason that you and me both have Native American blood in us, bro, because there's like 77 million Native Americans here, bro, before Columbus.
Damn.
And it went from 77 million to 3.5 million.
Wow, they're like they were killing niggas like that. Them niggas weren't fighting back.
I mean, bro, we had Columbus never stepped foot on American land, bro. Like he didn't land on Florida or nothing like that. He landed at the islands over there. Like Cuba and shit. And then there's like a fucking there's the first island he landed on, bro. Those people were like I forgot their name, bro. But all they did, bro, was fought with like wooden swords, bro. That like you know when you lived on the island, bro, and when yeah, I was on the island,
it was very remote. Oh yeah, you where'd you go? You went to Nicaragua or some shit?
No, I went to Puerto Rico.
Oh yeah.
But listen, bro, like yeah, when I went to that island, I was like, bro, I felt like I was on the Grand Theft Auto map.
Why?
I felt like I was very limited, bro. And then wow, there's people.
Puerto Rico's there's, big though.
It is, bro, but at the same time, I could drive across that motherfucker in 6 hours.
Nigga, in the Virgin Islands, you can drive across that hoe in about an hour. It's 33 miles. That's how big the island is.
Wow.
Yeah, population 50,000.
So I'm saying there's people who born on that island, have been born on that island since their ancestors, and they know they're not getting off of it.
But some don't want to get off. That's the thing. Like my aunt, she they moved.
Yeah, exactly.
To that island, and like she will come here for like medical shit, but and especially now they're like, yo, fuck this place, fuck America, like nigga, fuck that.
Yeah.
Even though the
but Columbus, bro, when he showed up,
huh?
My bad, I forgot because I just remember we're talking about Columbus and shit.
No, where you saying?
We're talking about this time and now.
No, just talk about whatever,
bro. But yeah, the island he landed on, bro. Those people fought with wooden. It's an island. Everybody knows each other, bro. They're not. You can only have so much chaos on that island. You know what I mean?
It's a remote place. So I mean.
Yeah. So they fought. They had their wars, bro, with wooden fucking swords, bro, to not kill each other. They'll have a little squabble, and you know what I mean. Shit's understood.
The thing is, I get you, but when it's something remote, that's all you fucking know. Just like
exactly. So then Columbus showed up with metal.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, why not? Just like when I think about how they got black slaves and shit, and they took them from Africa. I'm thinking like, yo, these people probably went over there and they probably never seen white people. They probably scared the fuck out of them.
Nah, absolutely not, bro. And they came to the Americas, bro, after that 95% genocide that I told you about, where they made 77 million down to 3.5 million. After they killed off all these people, that's when they went and got black people, bro. And that's why the original Latin Americans here and the black African Americans were forced to, you know, mate. And that's why you got Native American. That's why I got Native American. I got African American in me as well, bro.
Yeah. Damn.
It is a small world.
It is. Oh, yes. I mean, dog, this... And it's crazy because here I go drifting again, but I think it was the Voyager telescope, whatever it was. It took a picture of the Earth, and I think it was probably like something like 5 billion miles away, and it was just like all this shit, and then like this little dot, nigga. And I'm just like, damn, that little dot. And then think about what's inside of that little dot, more, you know what I'm saying? It's just like, nigga, like,
yeah.
That's why I honestly, man, like, I believe in a creator shit, but I don't believe in heaven and hell. You know what I'm saying? I have these theories, and I could be wrong, I'm probably wrong, but I have this theory that, like, what if there's parallel universes, and once I die, I wake up as another me? Like, I feel like I can wake up as another me, and you probably have to live you every single type of life. Or there's just...
Yeah, bro.
Or you're just reborn as something else, or maybe you get to just be with the constellations, and you get to be a ball of energy, and you get to reunite. But when people say, oh, you're going to go to heaven and reunite, I'm like, no, because what about all the niggas who have, like, side bitches and side kids? And then you get to heaven, you have, like, this whole family, and nobody knows each other. You know what I'm saying? So... I don't know, but I believe that I believe in an infinite life, in an infinite life, like with everything.
Wow.
I believe that there's an infinite life that we may not know about because we keep dying and we come back on another universe, or another planet, or the same planet, and then so the next life, we're like, oh yeah, when you die, you're gonna do whatever. But I think, what if life is just keeps going and going, and life finishes when all the planets are done?
Because or when you figure it all out, bro. What if it's done when you finally figure it all out and you can finally be with God, because you will be godly with your knowledge and your compassion and your love.
Right. And that's true. That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think you can figure it out in this human form we're in.
Absolutely not, bro. Before this, we were probably, you know, single cell organisms that just had to learn how to fucking replicate itself. And then after that, we grow up the chain, bro. So we become dolphins, because dolphins know how to communicate, bro.
Oh yeah, pretty good. They do.
But yeah, besides us, bro, like if you want to talk about communication besides humans, dolphins is I mean, they're not up there, bro, but they figure something out.
No, actually dolphins are up there. Dolphins so are
after we figured out communication, we got this.
I mean, nigga, like,
and they team up, huh? They get a plan, huh?
Like 1% off. Dolphins. We're like 1% off of monkeys. You know what I'm saying? So just think about it. The 1% that monkeys don't have is that super duper intelligent, and maybe the 1% we don't have is like their strength or whatever. But if we're 1% off of that, then that nigga, I know there's more things that can communicate, and I know dolphins are. I've seen videos of dolphins like help people out and do shit. Like a lady dropped a cell phone in the water, a dolphin went down and got it, and it was a wild dolphin, and brought it back and shit. So dolphins, whales, yeah, like the big whales. I think, you know, they're a lot smarter. Elephants, nigga? Elephants have better memories than us. Like,
yeah, bro. Elephants are very emotional creatures, from what I hear.
What if life was about animals, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Because it seems like we're just fucking shit up.
Yeah, we are, bro. But, I mean, the animals are animals in their own way, too, bro. They'd be out here fucking shit up as well.
Right.
You heard about the dinosaurs, right?
But look.
Motherfuckers was not nice to each other.
But listen to this, though. You know what? People say that they feel that, like, I think Stephen Hawking said that he can see the human race ending in like 100 years if, you know, whatever.
Absolutely.
So we're worse than animals, because dinosaurs lived for billions of years, nigga. Like, we've only been here for like 2,000 years or some shit, or something crazy.
Yeah, bro.
So it's like dinosaurs, yeah, they weren't nice, but it's like animal instinct versus us. We're just here, nigga. We're just like acting a fool.
We're creating, bro. We're pushing limits. We're pushing limits, bro. Every single limit we could find, bro.
Yeah, and sometimes that's good and sometimes that's bad. You know what I mean? Because on the things that we like, we push limits on like just super duper drilling and doing all types. Like we pick and choose.
What about the Hadron Collider, bro?
Fuck is that?
Like if that's real, bro, like the implications behind that. Are you not familiar with the Hadron Collider?
Nah.
Okay, so it's probably a device somewhere in, I don't know, my man, Switzerland or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an underground, like a subway system, bro. Like it spans miles, bro. Like, I don't want to say hundreds of miles. I don't want to exaggerate it too much, bro. But within this machine, it's a whole bunch of magnets, bro. Just a shitload of magnets, big ass magnets. And they use that to force two different molecules, atoms, bro. A proton and a neutron, the smallest of you know what I mean, of what they say existence is created out of.
Yeah.
They take two of them, bro, and they spin them against each other, bro, like in the opposite direction, bro, like a pendulum or something.
Yeah.
And they hit the motherfuckers against each other. Bow, bow, bro. I mean, I don't know, bro. I'm not a physicist, but that kind of sounds like an atomic bomb to me.
Yeah, I'm actually reading up on it right now because it's saying that it gets protons and ions. I mean, nigga, like,
if you hitting, they're hitting these things together, bro, and they say it makes, it recreates the first moment of the universe, the Big Bang.
The Big Bang.
They're just making a small Big Bang. But I think they also say it has chances of creating a black hole.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, the thing is, we don't know what's in the black hole, you know?
Bro, what if every time they hit them motherfuckers, it changes channels? Huh? What if every time them hit them motherfuckers, boom, bro, it changed the goddamn channel?
On what, life?
On life, bro. I guess I'm gonna go into the Mandela effect now. You fucking with the Mandela effect?
Yeah. You know what's crazy?
The Bernstein Bears or the Bernstein Bears?
I used to call the Bernstein Bears.
The Bernstein Bears?
Bernstein.
EI?
I don't know, stain.
not no stain though, right? Not no burn stain.
No, Bernstein Bears. Bernstein Bears. No, Bernstein Bears.
It's Bernstein, bro.
I know, but you asked me what did I used to call it. I used to call it Bernstein Bears.
But do you think it was actually that, or do you think it's just us being, we were dumbass kids and couldn't separate an E from an A?
Here's the thing. I don't know, because you know the whole thing with Sinbad and the Kazaa movie. Like, the fuck the thing is about 6 years ago, I ran into Sinbad and I talked to him. And he was so cool. And after he left, I was like, damn, I should have asked him if he made a fucking genie movie. But in my life, I swear I've seen Sinbad in a fucking genie movie. But Sinbad said he has not been in a genie movie.
Yeah, he made the official statement that he has not.
Right. But nigga, everybody remembers Sinbad movies with him in it.
I saw Kazam, bro. I don't know about Shazam.
You saw Kazaa? Oh, Kazam with Shaq, right?
Yes.
Right. But I've seen a genie movie with Sinbad in it. I thought I did.
Ah, bro. Because look.
Okay, look. How about so when people saying Berenstein and Berenstein, what if the people who do get the Mandela effect died and they just woke up in a different dimension and they're just in a different parallel universe and people get stuck, you know what I'm saying? So the Berensteins are stuck and the Berenstein people are stuck, you know what I'm saying? What if that happened? Like, what if I died, nigga? Because I've seen Sinbad in a movie with a genie. So what if I died, nigga? And I'm like, woke up in the correct reality where Kazam was just Shaq. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, bro. You know what? I think the genie from Aladdin kind of looked, I mean, I know it was also shaped after Robin Williams, but he kind of looked like Sinbad too.
Stop, man. Come on. Aladdin just came out, nigga.
Exactly.
Real world. Nigga, the Sinbad shit been going on for years, nigga. Like,
but yeah, there's a lot of those, bro. Just like, there's just, it's crazy, bro. But I think it could be the Hadron Collider, bro. Maybe it does that, bro. And I mean, we could say everybody's unique, bro, but nah, bro, like, I'm the cool, bro. I met a decent amount of people, and I'd say there's like at least like 9 different personalities, and that's it. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Maybe like 18 different personalities, but for the most part, bro, people are not that different. I mean, parakeets have their own characteristics, bro, and you know what I mean? Like, pit bulls have their characteristics, Rottweilers, like,
right. I believe in...
We vibe on our own frequencies. I think we have certain frequencies that we relate on, bro. And maybe they just... When they hit the Hadron Collider, that just fucks with certain frequencies.
But right. But see, the thing is you can vibe on frequencies, but as far as personalities, I think if there's 7 billion people in the world, then there's 7 billion different personalities. Because, like, nigga, me and my oldest daughter, nigga, what I realized is when she be yelling, she be like, with her brother, she be like, she says, no, or leave me alone, you know what I'm saying? And nigga, I thought about that the other day, and me growing up and all this shit, I do the same thing. Like, I'll be like, no, same shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's the same thing. But thing is, like, our personalities are still different. So everybody has characteristics that they share.
She's her own person. Yeah. She's still her own person. But at the same time, bro, she is you. Absolutely, bro.
Right. And that's weird, too.
She's absolutely you, bro. She is absolutely you in every way.
Life is crazy. Like, yo, kids are, like... People are made from these little sperms, and then they're just like the fucking Andre the Giant. Sperm,
bro. You're just a sperm with a meat coat on it now and bones to guide it.
To the mean coat?
With the meat coat, bro. Oh, that's it, bro.
I thought you said a mink.
Hey, it is a mink coat, bro. You can dress that bitch up nice.
Okay,
you can do what you want with your little sperm shield.
we're the sperm. Now we're in this, we're in this shell. You know what I mean? Because our body is a shell. So energy. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I had this thought the other day. Like the sun is made up of whatever, and it's energy and all that. And I was thinking, like, what if in our universe, what if people die and their energy just goes to the sun? And that's like, that's like the
heaven. I think I might have thought that shit back in the day too, bro.
Yeah, and like that's like the heaven. And then when the sun ends, and when the sun collapses or whatever, and it might create a black hole, and then that's when life restarts again. So I don't know. I don't know, man.
What if the sun's a hell for burning souls, bro?
Could be.
And when that sun fucking finally burns out, you're done with your purgatory, and then you get that energy gets spread out to the next universe.
Could be. Or what if this is purgatory?
Shit, I believe it, bro.
Yeah. Like, and I also believe in a higher power and a higher me. You know what I'm saying? So I believe in that there's a higher us, and the higher us right now is choosing to live the human experience also.
Oh, you chose this. You absolutely chose this.
Right. But I believe, like, when I die...
I believe I chose it, bro.
Yeah, we all chose this bullshit.
I swear, I feel like something asked me, bro, like after my last life, like, are you done, bro? You want to go again? I'm like, nah, I'll go again. I can do better. I don't know what better means, but I feel like I maybe thought that. I felt that, bro. Like, I just feel that.
Yeah, like, what if our higher self just takes this shit as a video game, like Mario? Like, we're like, oh, man, I died. Let me try somebody else. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Yeah, bro.
Like, let me be the racist white guy this time.
Yeah. Man, I don't know, bro.
So, are you getting into
being white stuff now, bro? Huh? Being white stuff now, bro. I don't think
you know. Yeah, but being white is definitely tough. You know what I'm saying? It's it's tough, and what makes it tough is when I see like white people that are for the cause. I'm just like, damn, that must be tough. You know what I'm saying? Like being that white person who doesn't like white people, you know what I mean? Because of all this shit that's going on, and then you get criticized because you're down with the money. that has to be tough. But the people that I know that are of that still use their white privilege. Not even if they willingly want to. But if I'm with a white person and they can kind of shimmy their white privilege around to get us somewhere quicker, then hey, use it.
I mean, freedom didn't come from the slaveries themselves, bro.
Yeah.
Voting rights didn't come from us people of color by ourselves, bro. We had to fucking, white people had to help us in this country.
Yeah.
So.
Before, gonna have to wrap it up soon. Yo, so are you still paying shoes? What's up with that?
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Are you still doing that?
I ain't been busy with it too much, bro. I only did like two of the pairs and that's it.
Oh yeah, how'd that go?
But I mean good, bro. I mean, I surprised myself with it. I learned from my first one. I made some mistakes. You got me. You pointed out a few yourself, helped me out with that. And
I'm always gonna keep it a buck.
Yeah, bro. So I mean, I'm learning as I go with it. Like everything else, bro.
So how does it, like, as being a rapper, because I know for me, like, it kind of took me a kind of a transition period to finally get it in my head that, okay, I'm done with rap. Like, because I've seen you picked up
things.
Like, you're doing, like, the photography videos, you know what I'm saying? You're making beats, you doing the shoe painting, like, when was it for you when you were like, all right, like rap isn't gonna be my, like, I'm gonna start doing something else?
I mean, last year was pretty heavy on it, right? You had to figure out a way to get money, bro, if you got laid off, right? So that was definitely a big motivation. But you know, it's just, I picked up the camera because I had my daughter and I just love taking pictures of her.
Uh-huh.
And then I love taking pictures after that. So, and people fucked with it, bro. People fucked with my pictures, and then now it led to videos. And So that's cool, man. And then I recorded a few like surprise engagements, bro. And that shit's beautiful, bro. That shit was great. Yeah. I recorded like two surprise engagements.
Do you find it more fulfilling than rap or the music?
Yeah. I don't know, bro. It's just either it's fulfilling or it's not.
Right.
To me, it's either fulfilling or it's not, bro. But it is definitely fulfilling, bro. I love people, bro, as much as I hate them. And I'm here to help, bro. I try to be here to help. So when I can help people save something, make the relationship stronger, or just help people understand something better, get further, that's all I'm here for, bro.
Yeah.
Have you been on my little emails? Have I been sending you the beats lately and all that? My little chain letter?
No, you've only sent me two. Like, you sent me
I probably sent out like four emails in all.
Well, yeah, you can put me. You can feel free to put me on that, because I know I have people on mine. So you can put me on yours.
Yeah, I'm doing that too, bro. I'm sending out beats, bro. I got like a little list of about 45 artists I worked with. So now, like, I'm not going to let no beat be an excuse for anybody. So I'll do that part.
Right. Yeah, I've been still dabbling with that, but I fucking what I've been doing, I've been talking to rappers that I haven't worked with, but I know them for a while, you know what I'm saying? And if I really like them, like, yo, I'm gonna give you some beats. And so I've just been doing that and just been sending niggas like random beats and stuff and seeing how that goes. And I may just make a project out of it, because, you know, when I started Moke and Friends was a mixtape. I'm pretty sure I told you the story, but it was a mixtape, you know what I'm saying? So I might fulfill that dream of the mixtape, but just be my production.
It's been a long time coming.
Yeah, but it's definitely what inspired this podcast, though, because I was just like, man, fuck it, I'm playing rapping. Like, I'd rather do this. And what was the title? I was like, hey, Moke and Friends. And that was it.
Yeah, bro, because it's great talking to people and just connecting, right?
Yeah.
Like, that shit's amazing, bro. And that's one reason why I also wanted to do music, so I can feel connected to people, and maybe people can feel connected to me as well. It's all about connections, bro.
Yeah, of course. I mean, and that's why also I was like, I mean, good thing that we're just two good talking people, because that's one thing with me, because I'm an introvert, you know what I'm saying? And so it's
absolutely.
I don't like talking to people all the time, but it's hard for me to like do a podcast with somebody and not see them. You know what I'm saying? And so, but this was actually like good, you know. So it's just another notch on shit that I like. Oh, I don't mind doing that, you know. So
yeah, bro, good. We stepped out the comfort zone against a little bit today, huh? I mean, I did too, bro, for sure. Like as you said, I love talking to people, bro, but I have anxiety. Got anxiety like a mug.
Oh, you do? Yeah, me too. I do. I fucking do. But I mean, I just, funny thing is, I have anxiety. It was just like rap. It was like, before I hit the stage, I was always nervous. And once I got on stage, like I tore it down, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, I always have anxiety before doing the action. But as I start the action or do the action, like I'm fine.
You felt at home.
Yeah.
Felt at home.
Yeah. You know? And so, and that's how.
I definitely missed that performance. That was a great place to be.
Yeah, definitely.
That was connecting with people.
Right.
That was also a place where I was connecting with people.
And so, you know, like out here, since I don't perform, but I do, like me and my homeboy who I do the podcast with, he's like usually my B mic, but he's my camera guy. So if I don't have to do a podcast, when I do face to face, I record at his house because it's like just his big ass.
Yeah. Thing.
But
okay.
Like,
that's the spot.
We be doing like hosting gigs and shit. You know what I'm saying? So It's all about like, I miss the performing life, but I just feel that regardless of whatever I do, I'm gonna find a way to put myself in some type of performance light. You know what I'm saying? Whether it be hosting or making beats or whatever.
That's good, bro. Keep spreading your light, bro. Keep being a gift, bro.
A gift. Yeah.
Keep being a gift in whatever way you can, bro. I love that. I respect that. I see
how's what you're doing. How's your daughter?
She's good, bro. She's just like me. She has a lot of anxiety and
Really?
you know, yeah, bro. But you know, I do what I can to try to make her feel safe and strong and brave and big. I let her beat me up and stuff, you know.
That's good.
She
That's
is
good.
good, bro.
Is there any last words you want to leave? Because my kids are about to be here from school and I gotta deal with their asses.
Nah, man, I guess the last words is, bro, let's do this a little bit more often, bro.
Yeah, for
Let's
sure.
talk, bro. Let's listen to each other.
I'm definitely down with it, man. You know, I really enjoy it. I'm gonna do more research on shit now, especially about shit that we talked about too.
At the
Like for
end
real.
of
'Cause I mean, I
the day,
always
though, bro, you know, we're gonna.
you say what?
I said, oh, I was just gonna say, at the end of the day, bro, we're gonna die. Not knowing what the fuck, like we gotta even have control of how we die, bro. Like that shit.
Oh
So
yeah.
I don't really believe in much besides that. I'm gonna make the most out of this. I'm gonna love every moment the
And
most I
that's
can.
the crazy thing I saw somebody said is that we don't choose to be born and we can't choose when we die.
Oh wow, yep.
Yeah.
Absolute truth.
Right. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Well,
But we
all
choose everything in
right,
between that.
man. Huh?
But we choose everything else between that.
Correct. Correct. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're the master of our destinies to a certain extent. You know, but I appreciate you
Absolutely.
having for being able to be on the show. My kind of tongue twister right now. But this is
All
my
right, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me, G.
all right, man. I'm gonna hit you up, man.